JA Mobile. Listen.
For ZEW Mobile.
Good afternoon.
I hit a bad spot, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your call. I was in a dip. This is 74K, name station, over.
KO4ZEW, name is Ben, as in Benjamin. I'm heading out of Malden, about hit 385 on the way to downtown, so I'll be in and out of some dips myself.
Oh, well, to make your acquaintance, I just now got back on the air after 5 years. So, you're my first mobile contact. well, second mobile contact since I've been back on the air. But we just headed in to get some little chow. We live out in Anderson County, and we headed into town to get a little bite.
Could repeat it or holler out to. This one stays fairly busy. This one in the Anderson Club has... those are probably the most used repeaters around here. But yeah, what you going to find for food?
Eat cheap today, so I'll be eating at McDonald's for a cheap meal. Yeah, well, I used to belong to this club years ago, and my daughter got killed in a car wreck, and I gave up ham for about 5 years. I had this 2-meter rig, and I just got it out the other day and put it back in the car. But anyway, that's the story on this end.
Oh, so sorry to hear about your daughter. I have two of them myself, and I absolutely cannot imagine. Well, welcome back to the air. Yeah, the club is still active, and the repeater is still online. Still doing the net every night at 9 o'clock. So, not much has changed. It's just been probably less traffic than you were listening to before.
Mr. Repeater's not near as busy as it was back when I was on the air. And I used to call the net. Either Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. But I called the net for a couple of years there myself. And But it's good to have the radio back. I begin to miss it, and I decided to throw it back in the car here. But, yeah, the Greenman Club's been a good one. I helped them on field day and stuff like that. I did the high-speed CW, which is my favorite mode of communication. I love the CW. And worked all the countries except North Korea. I didn't get North Korea, but I got all the other countries.
New myself, I've been licensed about 3.5 years. And I'm dipping my toe into CW. I bought a key, and then I built the electronics, mounted on a board to practice with. And I've got 162 countries myself, but I want to break the 200 barrier.
200 will be easy. Actually, 300. If you just kind of stay around the air, you'll get to 300 easy. It's that getting up to the honor roll is kind of tough. But it took me 5 years to get the honor roll. But a lot of people tell me that was good. I guess it was. But I still got two beams, a big 100-foot tower. I've been trying to get somebody to come take it down, but hadn't found no takers yet. It's W4KA.
For ZEW, I know there's a couple of guys in the club that are looking for some towers, but I don't know about the beams. I guess that's part of the deal if they were to come get them. But yeah, Central Asia and Africa are giving me difficulties, but I'll eventually get them if I keep at it.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, Mobile, go ahead.
W4KA, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. This is Rusty over here in Spartanburg area. How are you today?
Your call caught me off guard. I'm doing all right. Like I was just telling Ben here, just now getting back on the air after about 5 years. But good to hear you. I think you got married since I saw you last, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah. About 6 months ago, back in February, wife and I are, and I'm clearing out where I used to live over the next 2 days because got a closing on it on Monday, so I'm going to be out from under that. And then I can start building the building over where I'm living now and put my radios back on the air. I've been off the air since back in January when I took all my stuff up, broke it down, and put it in storage. So I'll get back on the air probably another couple of months, and then I'll be back on the air on HF. And hey, Ben, go ahead.
I'm approaching Greenville, so I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit, and I'll just monitor. I didn't catch your name. I heard you, Rusty, but we got three counties on the horn right now, and I'll let you guys get to it. Run the other station. I'll look you up, and welcome back. Good talking with you. Good to meet you on the air here, and we'll catch you later. And anybody that's interested in that tower, stick them on me. I may throw in the beams if they'll come and get the tower. Okay, I guess the club's doing okay.
Been for a good while. Of course, I rehearse barbershop on Monday night, so that keeps me from getting to the radio club. And then on top of that, having been off the air, I've had open heart surgery about a little over 3 months ago, and recovering from that, so I'm going through that twice a week. I go in and do the cardio rehab, cardiac rehab, and that's the basis of my things these days, Dave.
Well, I sympathize with you on the heart, but I'm glad you're doing good, and I'd had a heart attack some years back, and I went through that cardio, and that cardio really helped me. I mean, not only did I recover, but I was stronger after doing that cardio that they offer. And, so that worked out good for me. Well, let's see. I sold all my HF gear, almost all of it. I still got an amplifier, and I got an old Kenwood 630 630, I think it is. I got one of them. Got rid of my K3 and my tuners and my accessories that went with the K3. And, I had a big hospital bill I had to pay, so I wasn't using it, so I just sold it. It's W4K8.
Well, sorry to hear about that and all. Fortunately for me, my stuff's been covered, and I didn't really have a heart attack, but we found out, doctor did a stress test on me, found something weird, did a nuclear stress test, found something even weirder, so they sent me to get a heart cath, and doctor comes out after doing the heart cath and looks at me and says, well, we can't do any stents, they're not going to do any good if we put stents in for you, so you're going to have double bypass surgery. And then, of course, when they got in there, they had to do triple bypass. W2T Mobile.
Hey, W4KA. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. I had a heart attack. They were able to stent. I've got six stents now. And a pacemaker. They put a pacemaker in first part of this year. Because I suffer from AFib. I still have that fast heartbeat stuff going on. But the pacemaker seems to be doing its job, so I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. That's good. At least something is working for you and everything else. And good to hear that, Dave, and sorry to hear about all your radios being gone. If I had a place to put that tower, I'd want it. But I've gone through the rehab. I've lost 17 pounds since I had the had all the work done and come home, and I've changed my diets and everything else, and I've lost 17 pounds, which is good, and hope to lose a few more, and like I said, I go to that cardiac rehab Mondays or Tuesdays and Thursdays, and spend an hour over there working out. They get me, got me going up, and everything's working good there. So, and the wife goes and she works out too while we're there, so it's working out for both of us because she can use her silver sneakers coverage. Anyway, Dave, I'm gonna say 7-3s because we're about back over here to the house. We got to go in and unload some stuff and make sure the dog and cats are doing okay. And I'll catch up to you later. Good to hear you. W4KA, W2T, 7-3s on your final.
Good to hear you and good to talk with you. It's been a while. And congratulations on the marriage. And glad you're doing good on your heart surgery. So keep up the good work. Do the rehab. You'll be fine. W2T, W4KA Mobile.
W4KA, KO4ZEW. I just wanted to let you know that I'm very involved in the club. I'm usually the one running the computer that does the presenting and the Zoom session. So if you have a computer, you can always just go to our website and get the Zoom information, and you can connect up from home and say hey to everybody. Or we're meeting at the Red Cross this Monday is the next meeting. So we still meet at the Red Cross building down there by Old Greenville Memorial.
I was curious about that. Yep, I'm very familiar with the meeting place and glad y'all still meeting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be real active in the club and called a net and worked with them on field day and stuff like that. But it's been a while. Let's see. Yeah, I'll check the website. Well, what's the name of the website again? It slipped my mind.
It's Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Charlie. No, I'm sorry, Sierra. BRARS.CC. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. .CharlieCharlie.
I remember Briars. Yeah. Okay. I'll scout that out when I get to the house. But I need to get in touch with Dave Watson. And I've tried the number that I used to have for him, but I can't ever get an answer. So I don't know if he's changed numbers or what. But I really need to get a hold of him. Are you familiar with Dave?
Dave quite well. He'll probably be on the Zoom meeting. He doesn't come to the meetings in person anymore, but he's usually on the Zoom. So I'll shoot him a note and pass him your call sign and tell him you're trying to get in touch with him. And he can look you up on QRZ or something. And if not, you can just dial into the meeting for a few minutes and maybe exchange information.
My note, he's got my number, and we used to communicate quite a bit. I was real good friends with Dave. But shoot him a note and let him know I need to get in touch with him, and I'd appreciate it. Okay, we're pulling in to where I need to go. It's been enjoyable, and thank you for answering my call and talking with me, and it's been really fun. So I'll let you go, and be clear on your final. W4KA.
Close to my destination too, so thank you for the ride along. Welcome back, and I will give Dave your name and call sign, and tell him to get in touch with you. So see if you can connect to the meeting on Monday. I know he'll be there, and I'll pass everything on to him. This is KO4ZEW. I will be clear.
4WJT and 4ZLK Mobile. WJT and 4ZLK. Okay.